What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
We do the cast.
We do the Monster Cash.
The Monster Cast.
It was a podcast smash.
I don't know any other lyrics to that song.
Well,
yeah, I mean, I don't think I've ever known anything besides that.
I think we've told this story before, but there was one year that was my wife's number one song on Spotify Wrapped.
It's a good song.
Because
it's a good song.
The Monster Mash? Yeah.
I don't know if we've talked about that.
She played it for a work thing on her phone on repeat all day for this thing that they were doing. And at the end of the year, her number one song on Spotify was The Monster Mash.
That's amazing.
That's so funny.
She's got to be the only person that's ever been true for.
One year my top Spotify song was an instrumental version of My Heart Will Go On from Titanic, like a karaoke track version of that.
Wow.
Because I left my Spotify pulled up on my work computer, and I left work at like 4 on a Friday. My coworker who left work at 5 on a Friday set it to just repeat that song on my computer for the entire weekend.
That's pretty funny. Excellent. I'm Jordan also.
I'm Doge. And today's punchline is in the cascateria.
Where do vampires eat lunch in high school?
Yeah, I mean, those typically are coffins. So I'm going to go with like, where do zombies eat lunch in high school?
Mm. Carter takes this one.
Yeah.
Where does a vampire eat his lunch? In the cascateria. Yeah.
Wow, that one was easy. I'm Carter. And challenge, please. Oh, challenge, please. More Ovaltine. Is it Ovaltine when the kids are like, yes, more Ovaltine, please?
That's a super old commercial.
Wow. I don't know if I ever saw it. It wasn't around.
I don't even know what a commercial is, much less Ovaltine.
I remember hearing about it. Hey guys, it's the spooky season. Does it feel spooky? Or does it feel like the mid-90s for y'all? Like not the decade, but like the temperature.
I was gonna say, it feels like 96, dude. It's 1996. It's a great time to be a kid.
Mid-AC cycle this morning.
Oh, yeah.
So I've just been cold since I woke up. And I woke up and then I drank probably like 30 ounces of cold water and then ate cereal with milk from my fridge. So
yeah.
It's just a cold morning over here.
That'll freeze you out for sure.
So yeah, it feels pretty fall to me right now. If I step outside, no. But yeah.
No, I think it's crispy outside right now.
I think it's like 70.
It's cool.
It is a bit crispy this morning. I had one of those where it's like, oh shoot.
It's 63.
Yeah, that's crispy. I was too tired to take my trash out for the morning pickup. Uh-huh. But then when I got up this morning, I remembered, I was like, you know what? Let's just do it. Take it out. 5 minutes later, it gets picked up. That's such a great adult feeling.
You made it.
Just be like, hey, we got it out. just in time. Guys, can I talk to y'all about my trip to the State Fair? Speaking of the fall season.
Yeah.
I think many of you that listen to this podcast are Texan. If you're not, maybe you've heard of the State Fair of Texas. This is a place where there's so much food. There's other things too, but there's so much food.
Yeah.
And I knew that I was about to make a name for myself. And so I started my day, my fair day, with like working out, burning maybe 800 calories, replaced those calories with lunch. So I'm kind of at a zero at this point. Some 20.
You finished lunch. It's basically like you haven't eaten.
It's like I haven't had any
calories at the fair. So did you eat lunch before the fair? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. So I'm essentially going in with the wiggle room of about 2,100 calories.
Sure.
Yeah.
To just get after it. Okay.
Just go crazy.
We start by grabbing some burnt end bombs, which essentially what they've done is they've taken burnt ends of the barbecue
and put
they've shred those up, and then they fried the bomb part of it is they fried it in like potato, like hash brown potato.
Oh, that sounds pretty good.
And it's got like a hush puppy crust.
Oh my God.
And it's two just little burn-in balls. Those were delicious. Yeah. Then we move along, and Chelsea got this strawberry beignaffle. It was basically like a beignet waffle Pop-Tart.
Okay.
Thing. Okay. Sure.
I'm listening.
Sure.
And like warm strawberry, creamy, savory, sweet. Then we have my favorite thing. So Palmer's Chicken is a hot chicken place on Mockingbird in Dallas. And they made pancake hot chicken balls, which was they just have your shredded meat inside, which is Nashville hot chicken style.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have fried it in pancake batter, put some powdered sugar on that bad boy, and some syrup. And these.
Yeah, fine. That sounds amazing.
These were my favorite. These were my favorite.
Seems like a similar taste to like a Nashville hot chicken and waffle kind of.
That's exactly what they were going for. And they did it. That was my very favorite thing. It was on the furthest place from where we were at the State Fair, but I made my trek. Everything starts to kind of look alike on the Midway. All those blue tents and people yelling at you to come.
As far as you can see.
Yeah.
Come try and win a giant Pickle Rick. You know, it's just
Did you do research on it? Did you go in like, these are the things I want to try to find?
Yeah, I really wanted to try and hit the winners mainly from savory. They also had something called hippie chips, which was very simple and something that we can do at home. The hippie chips Ruffles with weed. No, it was just Ruffles that had blue cheese crumble and ranch and bacon and chives. And I mean, it was just what they put. They put the toppings you would put on a baked potato. And I'm not usually either. And so I said no to blue cheese in terms of like the blue cheese like sauce that they would put on there. And they'd very faintly put some blue cheese crumble. And it was great. Mm. Bacon bits, really simple. But yeah, that was a big part of my State Fair experience. I was just kind of in a food coma for a bit. And I think I hit it just right. I didn't make myself sick. Didn't have to. It's good for me to. I think most of my tummy aches come from something too sweet.
Sure.
I almost never go for the sweet stuff.
Yeah.
At a State Fair, same, in that kind of environment, I'm never just like, what's the sweetest, dessertiest thing?
I have to. Every time at the State Fair, there's three things I have to do. I have to get a Fletcher's.
Fletcher's happened as well, of course.
That was the very first thing. For me to not get a Fletcher's.
Yeah.
Loaded Fletch up with musty.
We have to keep trying to make Fletch happen.
I have to get fried Oreos. That's the only sweet thing that I really like need. I'm good after that.
The fried double stuff.
And then,
man, I love a fried Oreo.
Fried Oreos are just great. They nailed it so early is the problem that all the other desserts at state fairs are just trying to keep up with fried Oreos.
Trying to recapture that feeling of discovery.
There are bad
scientific
ones,
innovation.
You can go to the State Fair of Texas and buy some like soft, squishy fried Oreo. You got to find like a place that's doing it right.
Yeah.
And then the other thing I have to do is go get one of those like $3, definitely not Lone Stars.
Right.
And then after that, I'm wide open. But the problem is, by that point, I've got room for like two or three experiments.
Yeah, after that, I'm full. Done.
Yeah. It's good to go with a group of people. That way there can be splitsies, sharing bites. Yeah.
You gotta go splitsies.
So that you can do a little bit more there. Yeah. We were talking, Chelsea and I were talking about how crazy it is that some vendors sell corn dogs.
What are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Are they actually selling those? Like, I feel sorry. It feels manipulative. What about the person who doesn't know? And they grabbed one of those because that's near their entrance. And then they see Fletcher's and there's a line of like 800 people. And they're like, what? Right. Well, yeah. I'm full on that other good corn dog I had.
It's pretty insane that there's like non-Fletcher's corn dogs at the fair. That's pretty nuts.
Imagine somebody going to the fair and being like, I want a corn dog. I don't care whose, but I need to get a corn dog. Sure. And if the line is not long, if the line is shorter somewhere else than it is at Fletcher's, I don't care if it's Fletcher's.
Oof, no. That's crazy. Also, that Fletcher's line, they're going so fast. They've got that giant cauldron of grease.
No, they're great.
They're just frying that bad boy in, that oil.
The funny thing about Fletcher's to me is always, if you get a super fresh corn dog, then the stick is also hot enough to hurt you when you touch it.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Because they just dip the whole thing in the oil.
Yeah, so if they're giving you your... Yeah.
When they hand it to you, it's like, ow, thanks.
Yeah.
This hurts.
Oh no. It's Raiders of the Lost Ark. You just get it burned on your palm.
Yeah. Yeah. I knew Chelsea. That's so funny. I knew Chelsea had a good one because they gave it to her in a boat. Like a little... It was like, you shouldn't touch this yet.
You're not going to want to touch this for a little bit now.
Yeah. When you have to put your mustard on and then walk around for 8 minutes before you can take your first bite, that's a good Fletch.
Because the first bite is always the hottest because that heat is still just up in there. Chelsea and I did some Trader Joe's fried cauliflower and it came with like an Asian sauce. And then we threw that on with some cabbage and made a little taco moment last night. It was really good.
Mm-hmm.
But that is some of the hottest stuff, like a wet hot, like a... It was still crunchy, but the moisture in a cauliflower.
Yeah.
And it was just like fire
food
sponge.
Scale, the food scale is number one hottest possible thing is just potato. Like a potato holds heat like nothing else on this planet.
Yeah.
And it will destroy you. Second hottest thing is fresh pizza.
I was going to say that. That's so funny.
And then I think it goes from there. It's like, yeah, I think like a super hot veggie where it's like water is hot in it and it's like just a rolling boil inside of this broccolini. I think that's when you are stepping into the danger zone for sure.
I have a science question for you guys. And I realized this yesterday and I don't think I know the answer to this. I've never heard you say that before.
Yeah, this is the place
to come. In the afternoon, I had to ask my brain trust about this. In the afternoon, I make myself decaf coffee most days.
Okay.
A cup of decaf coffee about 3:30, 4 p.m. Cup of D. Give me that COD right at the end of the day. It cools down so fast, so much faster than a cup of caffeinated coffee. Tell me why this is. It gets so cold so fast.
I have two theories.
Yes.
Oil difference, perhaps? Like if
oil difference,
like if there's an oil difference between a decaf bean and a caffeine. He was trying to do Wizard of Oz, I think.
Oil can.
Oh,
I think the funny part is that Jimmy Stewart enunciate. Man, you did the voice, but you fully enunciated.
Oil difference. You want oil? I'll get you
oil can.
Now, what do you want? Oil?
You got to watch out for those angry trees. They're going to throw apples at
you. Throw a lasso around it. Bring it back down. My other answer is it's pointless and weird. So you probably subconsciously don't drink it very fast.
Decaf coffee is pointless and weird.
Yeah. Wow. Just took shots there.
Interesting.
At the end.
Interesting. Yee. Interesting. Probably the oil one, I think.
It wasn't a shot. It's just true.
More of a stab.
Yeah, no, it's drip. I don't ever pull a shot at decaf. That'd be crazy.
It's just on the brain regardless, but this kind of like Doge not expecting it, trying to just have a good time. Jordan comes up, maybe a slash of the neck, an arrow through the neck kind of vibe that I got right here made me think of Chunktober, which second half of our podcast,
Doge was
we will begin
doing
our
sexual
our
intercourse film. when my opinions drowned. So now I have to defend.
And now that's on him.
That's true.
Violence.
Of course he's coming.
Yeah,
I'm very excited to talk about Friday the 13th.
Yeah, me too.
On the second half of this podcast.
Same.
I want to keep things spooky a little bit. I have some prop shoppers for us today, and we've gone to the place they call eBay. We're over here sitting on the dock of the bay. There are some very interesting things for sale on eBay.
Dude,
some
of our sitting on the dock sitting on the dock of eBay is a better name for this game.
Yeah, sitting on the dock of eBay. And this one's really simple. It's a fun one to do at home too, that you'll just go to. There's movie warehouses. I went specifically to eBay because it's easier to find specific things you're searching for, like specific genres, because I want to do some props from horror movies. Uh-huh. And so we're just going to, I'm going to let them know.
As you host this sitting on the dock of eBay, can you be a character called Otis Bidding?
Yeah.
I would like that very much.
100%.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Otis Bidding. Hey, it's me, Otis Bidding. And yeah, we're sitting,
it's already better now.
Sitting on the dock of eBay.
Yeah, I mean, it's very powerful.
It's good.
It keeps this working every time we say it out loud.
This should be its own podcast.
I'm going to let them know of some props that are for sale, and they get to do a bit of a silent auction here and try and guess how much these are. Whoever gets closest wins. We start with, so one of my favorite kinds of movies are legitimate B movies, and most of these are horror. I mean, legitimate by someone really was trying to make a good movie.
Yeah.
With a very small amount of money. So this would have been the big cage of, you've got 10 movies on DVD at Walmart, and it's just all these awful movies. Then people, Sharknado happened, and people started to like legitimately like try to make a B movie. And I think one of these was one called Zombievers. Do you remember seeing a trailer for this?
Zombievers. I do remember seeing
I've seen it on IMDb 1,000 times.
Yeah. So Zombievers, I have for you on sale today on eBay, a Zombievers tail screen used movie prop.
Wow.
And it is a gorgeous. Let me give you a little look at this here. This is the Zombiever tail.
Ooh.
It looks
gross.
It looks like a spoon with an STI.
Oh man. Yeah.
That looks like I would have been shown that picture in health class to be like, make sure you do abstinence good.
I'm looking for the I'm looking for the buy it now price, gentlemen. What do you think it costs? You could just buy it right now. We've had 13 people look at this in the last 24 hours. A lot of freaks out there, y'all.
This is American dollars, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are back to American dollars. Did you care to see the backside of it?
Yeah.
Does it look different than
Does
the front?
Does it change the price at all? Still, I mean, it still looks like
That's
a spoon.
Tough. That is really tough to look at. What do you do with that when you buy it? What on earth do you do with
glass case mount it?
I guess so. Certainly not anywhere near the kitchen, I would hope.
I mean, I get
install
I get
a motor
appeal.
And make it sing songs like one of those big mouth basses.
It just angry beavers.
Plays the whole audio of the movie when you push the button.
Oh my gosh. How much we think this is, gents?
Do we mute each other? Do we mute while we do this?
Have we in the past? And does it matter?
I don't remember.
I think we have so that you can't just prices right each other.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Who's going first, Otis?
I got my answer.
Okay, I'll mute.
Okay. $600.
Okay.
$60.
We have $60 and $600 from Jordan. The winner here is Jordan because, my friend, it's $499 to that buy that zombie beaver insane. Tail.
People will pay a lot of money for B-movie schlocky stuff.
That is crazy.
People like
Maybe
it.
It's going to go in like the lobby of like an Alamo Drafthouse style place.
No, ooh, it's in some dude's basement next to his Friday the 13th poster and his Krueger hand and his ghost face mat. Like some dude's got a horror basement that he loves to show off.
Yeah.
It's tough.
I have for
Yucky
us now.
Beaver Tail doesn't feel like it's the same level as those other things you described.
No, certainly not.
I have now for you. This one is just so niche. This is so funny. So Saw 3, okay? Mm-hmm. We have Jigsaw, brain surgery, death scene, cloth screen, used horror prop, Tobin Bell. Tobin Bell was our, we find out is who Jigsaw is played by.
Spoilers.
So we have, it's a brain surgery, death cloth. This was, it's a blood-soaked rag here. It's got a serial number and everything, letting you know, hey, this was from Saw 3.
That picture of Tobin Bell is hilarious. I mean, I know it's from the movie, but it's just so funny.
What's the buy it now price?
I know my answer.
Okay.
I'm ready to go.
Does you go first?
Wait.
Jordan, okay.
No, he can't hear.
$427.
Thank you.
I'm going to go $180.
Jordan says 180. Doge says 427. Is that right, Doge?
Correct.
My friends, I've got a deal for you. Jordan wins again. Because the Saw 3 Jigsaw Brain Surgery Death Scene Cloth, $24.95.
That sounds right. Like, that's what it's about, worth.
That's
about crazy. $25.
That's
about
like $25.
Yeah. Can you believe? What a deal. And you could have it delivered before the 22nd.
Wow.
I can't figure out the price scale, the pricing strategy on these movie props. I am extremely bad at this.
I'd give you my tactics, but then I'm, you know, giving away my secrets.
Can't do that.
And then you're losing. Yeah, you don't give me your 12 herbs and spices, please.
Next I have.
Usually I think about like what it is and what people would pay for it.
Oh, okay. See, I was just saying numbers. Yeah, that's different.
See, that's going to get you in trouble every time.
Yeah. I was just trying to think of a number I haven't said before in my life. Yeah.
427. This was the first time.
I wonder. I mean, have I ever said 427 before?
I can't remember you ever saying that's how many things there are here.
I think I probably haven't said most specific numbers over like 200.
Right. Yeah. I'm playing my own game of, let me cross some numbers off my list to say them out loud.
I think the most regular high number I've said is the Rent number. The number from Rent. As
you
in
say
song.
It out loud that much?
Just sing it.
Oh,
yeah.
From
you
Rent.
Know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Oh, dude, I thought you meant rent on like a house. I genuinely was like, you just talk about.
No, I was like, why is rent it so hard at for your you house?
No, I get it now.
Yeah. Because you can just like, if there's a mass amount of something, you can just do the 525,600, whatever that was. Yeah. I have Ash versus the Evil Dead.
Fun.
A deadite used prop. Deadites, I think, is what they're calling essentially the zombies in this. We got a finger. Mm. Can you see that?
Finger.
Yeah.
A finger. I feel it in my fingers.
It looks like a bad carrot.
Feel it in my toes. It was
unearthed in like a peat bog and was like, we can see that early man had a diet consisting mostly of carrots by this fossilized calcified
orange
carrot.
I feel like you sing that song so much, Carter.
Do I?
I think so. Big Love Actually guy.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
It's like that one and the Rent number song are like,
that's it. Those are my big
all
ones.
The time.
How much you think this fangery is?
I know my answer.
How much you think it is?
Okay. Hey, I'll mute.
$160.
Okay, thank you.
Channel, don't answer yet. Channel.
No, yeah, I'm opening.
I can see your third eye.
$321.
Doge said almost exactly twice the amount of Jordan. Which means two fingers. He's thinking it's two fingers.
Oh, I was thinking one. The whole hand. Yeah, I was thinking the whole hand.
Doge said $321. Okay. Jordan said $160. Jordan, clean sweep so far, my guy. It's actually...
Whoa.
What on earth? It's $160.
Hey, you need to do this Zoom call in one of those things that we used to have to take midterms in where it's like you can't have any other tabs open or we'll know.
Yeah. Jordan knows his fingers. I got one more for
you. True.
The original Child's Play movie prop. This is the Chucky doll.
The Charles? Doll?
The doll.
Okay.
Charles original. The doll. I know my number. It's going to be very wrong, but I know what I'm going to say.
This is the doll.
Let me show you. I know what I'm going to say.
This is the one.
Charles. Why is he laying on a desiccated pizza box?
I don't like it.
Because it's the original?
Oh, yeah.
True.
Definitely.
True.
Yeah. Okay. Doge, you going first? Jordan, mute up.
I'm muted.
$12,000.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Iconic movie character in horror.
Sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Perhaps in general. Doge, Jordan?
This is the doll from the movie.
Yep.
Yeah.
Swing for the fences. I'm going $4,500.
Your swing for the fences was $4,500. Doge's was $12,000. I will tell you, Doge wins.
Nice.
Because for $60,000.
$60,000.
Dude, I was going to guess 40, but thought 40 sounded crazy.
You can have the original Child's Play movie.
I guess that makes sense because it's like a big deal. Like that movie is like.
It's like the thing. Yeah. Deal.
And it's not from a sequel or anything. Sequels are so popular in horror movies.
Yeah.
Friday the 13th technically has like 12.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Installments. Crazy. But that's Prop Shoppers. Y'all did well. Jordan goes home with a finger. He goes home mm-hmm. with some cloth. And
a yucky beaver tail.
And a yucky beaver tail. And Doge takes home the Child's Play doll.
I take home Charles, my good friend, the small doll.
Charles.
Now tell me, Carter, you just bought a car. Why did you buy a car instead of Chucky?
You know what?
That's kind of crazy, I think.
That's going to be hard for me to get over.
That's
I kind of wish you hadn't brought it up. I kind of wish you hadn't brought it up.
I think I might do okay at one of those like guess the price type things.
Do you think you would do good at the like guess how many jelly beans are in this jar?
No.
I can't do that. I'm so bad at that.
No, I've said it before on here. I know, but like if you put me in a like a baseball stadium and you're like, how many people are in here? I'd be like, I don't know.
100?
More than more than 1,000 for sure.
Yeah.
My spatial reasoning is zero.
Yeah, not happening.
It's like there's hundreds of people here. It's like there are 12. You can count all 12 of them.
We do this every year.
Each of them by name.
It's one of my favorite lists that we do here. I've got the most popular 2024 Halloween costumes.
I love this.
The most popular Halloween costumes. And we can call this, my friend, a rank you very much. Okay. Do you want to do the top 10 pet, the top 10 kids, or the top 10 adult?
Top 10 adult.
Okay.
Oh, it's, that's my it's vote. A 15 here. Top 15.
Top 15 adult.
Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you guys two strikes and then we'll pick up one of the kids or the dogs as well.
Okay.
Because I think these are good. We'll do dogs for sure. Let's just do adults and dogs, but we'll start with adult. Who wants to give a guess here?
Sure looks like you're looking at a lot of screens right now, Doge.
I'm not looking at that.
Interesting.
I was buying Chucky really quick.
If the costume's generic, would you give us points for like what the actual thing is?
Yes, and here's the thing. This is the least generic I have ever seen. To be honest, not generic.
Okay.
Whoa, okay.
Not generic. USA Today went out and they found the specific ones.
The licensed costumes.
And I'm going to say there is, for many of these, pop culture current references.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah, yeah.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Jordan, number 9.
Yeah, feels like it.
Ding,
feels
ding, like ding.
Yeah.
She's got a real aesthetic.
It's a two-strike game today. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Feels very costumable.
Not only a pop icon, but a fashion one as well. Sabrina Carpenter has so many fun and over-the-top looks. People are ready to don their favorites as costumes this year.
Yeah.
Chapel Roan.
Yeah.
Such a great guess, but that's a bong bong, my friend.
Really?
Is there one called like Pop Queen?
That's no, got like not even that generic.
Said it's not generic. Okay. I said this is like legit.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's a crazy.
That's a crazy.
I'm going to tell you, 8 of the remaining 14 are owned by Disney.
Well, don't. Why'd you say that?
Everything's owned by Disney.
Because you got one strike left. Unless we want to do 3. I guess it's moving pretty fast if we're not good at this.
Oh, we're working together on this?
Oh, no. No, you're not. Keep going.
No, we're fighting each other.
Yeah,
we're
fighting each other. I have 2 strikes left.
Yes, Jordan
Why
has 2.
Why are we playing with 2 strikes?
We can play 3. Sometimes I feel like it moves. Okay,
we're playing 3 strikes, Carl.
Fine, we'll play with 3.
You don't get to reinvent baseball.
Mm. 2024 stuff.
I'm having a hard time remembering anything that happened this year.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was all good, so.
I'm having a pretty hard time remembering anything that happened.
It's been such a good year, and we're not even to the election yet. Like, it's only going to get better.
It's only going to get better, dude.
Yikes. Oh, let's think. Let's think.
I still haven't picked who I'm voting for. What? I need to get a couple more text messages, I think, before I can make up my mind.
I'm on a... Somehow, I think it's because my number used to be under my dad's accounts.
Uh-huh.
So I've gotten several Ted Cruz specific text messages that I have responded to in ways that have made me giggle, and they never respond to it.
That's amazing.
I didn't realize that he had good enough cell service from Cancun to be able to text.
Nice. I got,
this is a according to Google, by the way. So these are like, we're searching this stuff too.
Okay.
On July 24th, I got a text that said 2 things. 1, thank you for always being a steadfast conservative. I know it isn't easy sometimes, but I truly appreciate your support. 2, could you do me a huge favor and complete the voter verification before it closes? Your participation will go a long way. Here's the link. Thank you, Ted Cruz. And I just responded, no thanks, nutsack. Huff my jorts.
Dang.
So... And then the same day, looks like, hey, this is Sam with the Ted Cruz for Senate campaign. We're calling voters throughout the Lone Star State today. First of all, this isn't a call. It's a text, dummy. We're calling voters about the issues that matter most to them. We're so sorry we missed you. Reply stop to opt out. And I said, Ted, can Cruz on D's nuts, wiener breath?
Oy, very good.
So yeah, I'm undecided. I'm undecided as well. No, I think
it would work. I would give you that if you said Ted Cruz. Because number 11 is Chipotle burrito. So
yeah, okay.
It really is. I didn't think I would guess that anyways, but Chipotle burrito is
on the list.
Isn't that amazing?
That's so strange.
For an adult human, that's crazy.
Chipotle released its first ever line of Halloween costumes this year.
What else can you dress up? Oh, I mean, that might be a spoiler for the list. What if it's all Chipotle?
No, it's not.
Guac.
That's the only one.
I'll be guac. Cool.
For Halloween this year, I'm going as the worst queso I've ever tasted.
Oh, they have queso. That's right.
It's terrible.
It tastes like the same cheese from Kraft mac and cheese.
Dude, I had queso at Qdoba like a month ago. I remember loving Qdoba in college. First of all, the whole experience was not good. It was not yummy food. The queso at Qdoba tasted like they had a can of that nacho cheese from a high school concession stand and a can of broccoli cheese soup and just mixed them together, and that was our queso. And no. It was
the Rico's cheese needs to stay on its own. It can't be mixing with anything, but
no. It's not an ingredient. It's a destination.
That's
pretty
gross. I am going to guess it's an election year. one of these candidates is extremely costumable, I am going to guess Donald Trump.
Bong bong.
Okay.
No Trump.
Fair enough. Honestly, thank goodness.
Hey, more like dong nuts dump.
Oh,
dude,
right?
You didn't need to do that.
Daily Show.
Got him.
Where you at? Daily Show. Jon Stewart.
Hey, do you guys think John Oliver's going to call me after saying that?
I bet.
Can I use that? Can I buy that joke?
You're so funny, Doge.
That's a pretty decent John Oliver.
That's pretty good John Oliver. Do it high, like higher pitched, like a little more
please
desperate.
Please go so high, like falsetto.
Your joke was so funny, Doge. About how much you don't want to.
Yeah. You just need a little more nasal and then you're in.
Yeah, that's perfect. Black Panther.
Sure, man. Why not?
A bong bong.
I feel like Spider-Man's always a safe guess for children, adults.
This is adults.
And dogs. So, Spider-Man.
Spider grown-up.
Bong bong.
Yeah, it's not Spider boy. Just try to keep things even between me and Doge.
Let's see if we can get one. Maybe try one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll aim for one. Because I was trying to get them all. I was trying to say one thing and get them all right by saying one thing.
Just try shoot for the stars. Just try your neighbor's yard.
I'll go one at a time. Darth Vader.
Bong bong. Not current.
Taylor Swift.
Bong bong.
All right.
Number 15, Anxiety from Inside Out. Number 14, Wolverine.
Oh, yeah, that tracks.
Number 13, Disgust from Inside Out.
These are dumb.
Number 12, Anger from Inside Out. 11 was Chipotle
this
Burrito.
This list 10, is not right. There's no chance that these are the most popular.
What is the heading of this list? 10 of the costumes you didn't know were costumes this year?
Top 15 Halloween costumes, according to Google. 10, Lady Deadpool.
Sure, yeah.
9, okay. Sabrina Carpenter. 8, Dr. Doom with that big RDJ announcement.
Interesting.
7, Red from The Descendants.
Red from The Descendants.
I know what that is.
6, Envy from Inside Out. 5, Pomni, which is a character from The Amazing Digital Circus. It's a classic jester look. Pomni makes me think of, so there's Timu. I love all the Timu memes about how they spell things wrong. Have you seen the one with the Disney socks?
Oh, yeah.
How they progressively get worse.
Yeah.
Oh, I did. Mickey, Minmi, Tonade was Donald, and then Piglet was Biggie. Oh, man.
Tonade is so good.
Number 4 was Dolores from Beetlejuice. Number 3 was Catnap from Pompey's Playtime. Number 2 was Ray Gun, which is Rachel Ray Gun, who is the Australian breakdancer.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
That is funny.
And then number 1 was Shrunken Head Bob from Beetlejuice. Here's the thing. You're going to have a lot more fun with
Shrunken
the dogs.
Shrunken Head Bob is very funny. I think that's hilarious.
We're going down now to dogs. And
yeah,
per usual, I mean, we've got some current event themed things here, but we do get more general. I think this is more where your heads have been. I would try and stay there for our top 10 pet costumes.
Okay. I'll go first.
Do it.
Bumblebee, not the Transformer, the bug.
No. Bong bong.
That's crazy.
But there's so many bees. They're so popular.
Bluey.
Bong bong.
Oh. You should check again.
Dinosaur.
A real dinosaur. I'm going to give you a bing bing on that. Number 2, Stegosaurus.
Yep. Yep.
Spider.
Mm.
Ah, I don't know.
A spider. Yeah,
Debra, there's a spider.
Debra.
Yeah.
Bong bong.
How about just like a good old classic prunkin?
A good old prunkin. Oh, I love saying it like that. Bong bong. Y'all both have 2 strikes.
If this was a cat list, I would do so much better. Car.
Yeah.
Bong bong. Doge already has the win. Let's see how many more he can get.
Spoiler, 0.
Oh, bing, 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 number 10, 0 from Nightmare Before Christmas.
Whoa, crazy.
It really is.
Is it really?
I'm just going to give it to you. Mm-hmm.
What else would somebody dress up their dog as?
Channel someone who has a dog.
That's really tough for me. It's really tough for me. Lion.
Bong bong. Number nine, Sherlock
cultural
Holmes.
Cultural appropriation.
Give him a little pipe. Number eight.
That's actually great.
That's pretty good.
That's
hippo.
With all the big, like Mooding?
Mooding.
Mooding. Mm-hmm. Did you guys know that Mooding, it translated into English, it means bouncy pork?
I think we talked about this last week on the podcast.
It's incredible.
It's unbelievable. Number seven, sandworm.
Oh, like from Dune.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Number six, Wolverine.
Nah.
Get out
Number
of here.
Five, Beetlejuice.
Hang on. I need to see the Wolverine dog costume. Does it have
I'll
a mask?
One. I'll
because
find
that
one.
Dog is miserable.
I'll find one. Number four, basketball.
Player?
Number three,
or the
hot dog. A ball.
That's effed up.
Number three, hot dog. We got ourselves a little corgi hot dog for a photo there.
See, this feels more like top 10 cutest pictures of pets in costumes.
Two, Stegosaurus. Like number one,
10 costumes.
Dog pool. Like from Deadpool. Everybody's into Deadpool, Wolverine, and Beetlejuice these days.
It's almost like nothing else came out this year.
Which one did you want a photo?
Oh, I found it.
You found
I found a dog one. I found a Wolverine dog to send you.
Oh my gosh, look at him. Grab those cheeks. That's pretty cute.
He looks That's like he cute. Loves it.
Those dogs look like that all the time. I put a party hat on my cat for Callie's birthday, and it lasted all of 0.1 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's our list this year. One of the more frustrating ones.
Probably the wrongest list we've ever
Perhaps
looked at.
The wrongest. Perhaps the wrongest. Starting next week, we will go through our pick your treat bracket.
Ooh, that's nice. Good.
Thank you.
That's good.
We'll have 32 of the finest candies. Candies that you'll be getting on Halloween. Do y'all pass out candy?
We usually nobody buy it, treats. But nobody comes.
Nobody
We're
comes.
Not in a kid neighborhood.
But
we have it. We've always got it ready. And I always hope that a kid comes by at like 9 when I know there's no one else so I can just dump an entire bowl of candy.
And it's like, oh my God.
And we only buy the good stuff because we know that we'll eat it if they don't come.
Exactly.
So like, I'm not wasting my time on bad candy.
Yeah. Of course. No. Yeah. I love that. That was our list.
There's no way more people are dressing their dog as a basketball than a bumblebee.
I do think the hippo.
Hippo is good.
Hippo's great. Bumblebee feels Hippo's played great. Out to me. I feel like if I owned a dog, I would steer pretty clear of bumblebee. It feels like it's just happened already too much.
Yeah, I don't know. It feels like dressing as a skeleton for Halloween, where it's like people are going to do that. It's Someone played will. Out, but that's what people are going to do.
But then would you put it on any list or would you just be like, that's the default?
Well, it's most popular.
Sure, but how many people have to buy it? They just have it already. It's a hand-me-down bumblebee.
It's not most sold, not most purchased. It's like what are
what other metric
people-
is there? Are they doing? Did you get a survey about your Halloween costume? What other metric is there besides most sold?
Ted Cruz keeps texting me asking what I'm dressing up.
It's got to be
That's
either just
registered
most
to vote
Googled or most
are.
Sold.
It's not for an election. It's for Registered
it's for
vote.
We so have to know what you're dressing up as.
Huff my jorts, wiener breath. Let's go to shout announcements.
Bart Simpson.
Welcome to shout announcements. It's this part, which is different from the first part and markedly different from the last part.
Yeah. Full of marketing.
If you want to get in Discord, sign up for our Patreon. It's the second tier, and it's got the best stuff. It's got access to our Discord. You can talk to us. We chat about movies, video games, books, pop culture, snacks, sports sometimes people talk about.
Some sports in there. There's some sports in there.
But it also lets you know when, where, and what we're seeing for Two Chunks Movie Club, where we watch movies together as a group, and it's great. You got somebody to talk to in the lobby. We meet up for drinks and snacks beforehand. It's a good time.
Talk about them movies. We all cried at Wild Robot together. I mean, that was a weepy theater.
Very jealous. couldn't go to that.
Sorry about that. That you were missing that one.
My wife was sick.
We looked at the October slate, and there's some good movies coming out. Things like Saturday Night. I think The Apprentice is interesting. But we decided we're just going to pick a movie that we can all go see. We're looking at a few options, and we're going to let people know in the Discord here pretty soon what we're interested in going to see and if they wanted to come see with us. But there's some good options there. We're kind of saving that Two Chunks Movie Club energy for November because I know that there's a lot. We have what I think people are what Hollywood is hoping, the makers of these movies are hoping it will be like Barbenheimer. I certainly don't think that it will. But we do have Wicked and Gladiator 2 coming out on the same day. Mm. I think also Moana 2 is in November, so there's going to be some good choices there for you to be able to vote on in our Discord. But come over there and join us, and don't forget to rate and review this podcast wherever you listen.
Share it with
somebody. I imagine there's a handful of you that have been listening for years maybe and don't remember if you reviewed. I would highly recommend going in and looking.
Double check.
Seeing if you've done that already. Spotify's is really easy. You just go in there and you click however many stars you'd like to. We recommend 5. And then... yeah, it'll lock that in. That's really good for people to find us and join our community. We'd love for it to be bigger.
Send this podcast Discord to your cousin. Screen. Cousins love us. We're a huge cousin podcast.
Big fan. Cousins are big fans of us.
And we'll see you back. We'll see you back in the normal show.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
We are in the hold of a ship belonging to the Blood Drunks. We are going to undergo quite a rigorous ordeal. We may be forced into a life outside the law, which I am not comfortable with.
Yeah, that was obvious.
I've been looking for some people to get along with and find myself a new place.
We actually are all captives, aren't we?
Captives of our own demise. As for me, I've been a captive for a long time.
Well, you should know that you're interrupting me during my lunchtime. I was very honest about what I was selling, and it is on you to ask the questions that you want answers to.
So you're telling me that shiny baby and that big nerd have been taken by pirates? Draw me a map, mama.
The captain said that I'd like you to join him for dinner.
Well, we wouldn't want to be rude.
Are you sure we want to do this?
I am not.
New episodes of Imagine Dungeons, an actual play D&D podcast, every Wednesday.
Kiki, ma, ma, ma. Kiki, ma, 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 ma.
It's the part where we talk about Friday the 13th. You guys
sure is.
Hadn't seen it.
I hadn't seen
true.
It.
I had,
and let me say something. I think everybody who saw this movie when it came out got robbed of a beautiful experience, which is, I think the best way to watch the original Friday the 13th is the way that I experienced it, and I assume you both did, which is culturally aware of Friday the 13th, the franchise.
Yes.
Waiting for hockey mask guy the entire movie.
Right.
And never then happened. The twist nope. being way more effective when you're fully expecting a very specific person to show up who never does.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that's so much better than just being like generic slasher. It's a lady. What?
And it's I think like
angry mom.
I think something else that horror maybe introduces more often than other genres is I think people tend to say like cult classic. But for me, if something is a cult classic, it grows in popularity exponentially after it's been released. But a crazy thing about this movie is in costing huge. Just over $500,000, yeah. it made almost 60 million.
Yeah.
So it's certainly, there's nothing cult about it.
I think that's the energy of movie. It now is the same as a cult classic, but it was popular then. Yeah.
It was popular. Yeah. And then there'd be 11 more iterations of Jason. You know, it's kind of like Alien though, because some of those are
yeah.
the verses. good things. Yeah. And what's funny too is like Jason Voorhees is in Mortal Kombat. Like he's super popular, and we never saw that hockey mask. I was looking for any kind. We got deep into the movie, which it's a 90-minute movie. So like an hour in, and I'm like, maybe I'm going to see some kind of hockey equipment that alludes to. No, none at all.
Boy, not in that movie.
And I liked that a lot.
I know. It makes it fun.
Yeah, I ended up liking that.
I think it's better this way.
Dude, there are,
yeah.
With stuff like this, I feel like there is, well, there's two kinds of good. There is good because it's first and good because it's good, right?
Yeah.
I would say that there are some movies that are good because they're the first one to do something like this.
Sure.
And then there are movies that are good because they're good. This is not the first slasher movie. I mean, it's openly inspired by Halloween, which was two years before that. And I can't tell if it's good because it's good.
No, it's not.
Like this is a, right. So it's like, this is a tough one for me because I
don't think good because it's first and good because it's good are the only two types of good. I think good because it's bad is also good. And I think that is kind of this. Like, I think it's,
that's what this one is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that there is room for this movie to be hugely popular, hugely influential, and pretty bad all at the same time.
Pretty bad.
And I think that's what makes it fun. And I think that's probably why it caught on in the first place. Because one of my favorite bits of trivia on IMDb about this movie is that the director, when he was casting, said he wanted to cast conventionally attractive young kids, you know, like you might see in a Pepsi commercial, which is just the funniest quote to me. But like, this movie is clearly also trying to do some like teen raunch comedy, like there it's like sexy teens being goofy and weird and crazy and also getting murdered. Like, It's I think intentionally ridiculous several times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kevin Bacon, man, what a beginning to his career. The big thing that he had before this was Animal House, which was just a couple of years before this. And then a few years after would be in Footloose. Mm. So here's this, you know, young, attractive, scrawny guy who's dancing his way across stuff. But he had a very satisfying death.
That was a good death. Yeah.
Maybe one of my favorites.
The deaths to me don't hold up at all once you actually see Jason's mom.
And how bad she is at killing like a 90-pound
girl. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we're to believe that all of the deaths until the very last death, which we can talk about obviously at some point, were mom.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. She's got the same class ring as the person in the woods.
Yeah.
It's her.
Yeah, I mean, I loved... So what was so fun about this one, because there was... It just feels like such a time capsule and such an important kind of movie for horror because it is just... You're just like... I found myself a bit giggly at just the things that... You know that there's probably more parodies than legitimized plots like this because it was just... And so blatantly creepy... And masculine, like it's just never going to age well. I think that's part of the stuff too. You can almost see the SNL sketch where it's like, okay, we got to make sure we've got a crazy, crazy man in town who is some, you know, soothsayer. And we've got to make sure that we've got creepy older guys that just want to have sex.
But I don't think, was the camp counselor supposed to be creepy, or is it only creepy now? You know what I mean? Like 40 years later,
that's what I'm saying. I don't think he was supposed to be. I'm saying, like, if we're parodying it though, it's so obvious.
Yeah. But like in 1980, are we supposed to be like, well, of course. I mean, the guy owns the camp. One of them's going to sleep with him.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Right.
But I loved the like legitimate twistiness of this. I did not expect. And I really enjoyed in terms of like even our girl. I thought the lead was going to be the girl that's backpacking it to go be the cook.
For sure.
And then she's our, you know, one of our first deaths.
She's
and
probably like, the best actor in the movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we got to get rid of her. She costs too much, you know?
She's expensive. For her day rate is budget. Very high.
I do just want to say, I know we're not going to go for super long on this one. So I do just want to say real quick before I forget, Alice is the worst final girl in movie history, I think.
Oh, what a bummer.
Yeah.
What a bummer. Good screamer, and I think that's maybe what we got her for.
Sure. I just think the only reason the she was able to beat this middle-aged woman is because the middle-aged woman was even worse than Alice at killing.
It's because the middle-aged woman was in the midst of a triple concussion. She knocked her out three separate times.
And never did anything with it.
Oh, gosh. Like, right.
So she's probably asleep now. I should run away loudly.
Gosh. And oof. That's such a typical, like, the long run. Like, just the long chase is just so fun. The super pump. I knew this was going to be slow. I feel like a lot of these are intentionally slow. The genre in general, but especially like the slasher genre. And it has its own Sanderlanch at the end and just gets crazy. But I really enjoyed the end. I could not. I watched Krusty Jason Kid jump out of the lake 5 or 6 times. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. To the point to where I noticed, I think you can see like something that's pulling him up. Like you can see
there's like a wire. You can
see
or something.
Him coming almost like a reed out of the ground.
That's funny.
To just come up and get her at the end. Because, and it's so cheesy, dude, because she just looks so like touched by an angel on that canoe.
Yeah. Yeah.
I finally got away to the safest place, which is the center of the Blood Lake. You know, it's like, dude, what? What?
Same energy as that video of like the landscape where the scary guy jumps out.
Yeah.
That was like really popular like 15 years ago.
I don't know if this is up for debate. I don't think it is, but like that didn't actually happen. Later on, we find out that of course it did, but in this, before this became a sequel machine, I don't think Jason actually jumped out of the lake. I think she was.
I think
dreaming.
Within the text of this movie, that didn't happen. Right. Yeah. I agree.
Really?
I mean, the fact that the cops were right there and are like, there was no boy that did anything tells me that that didn't happen, that she was unconscious and dreaming. And so I think that was supposed to just be one final jump scare and realize that she was freaking out and having a dream about it. And then I think the later movies were like, actually, that was real. And there's a zombie boy from the lake.
There is a zombie boy now.
Yeah.
Who goes from normal child sized to like 7 feet tall somehow.
It's cause he does.
Well, you know, I'm not here to
debate
the realism of
Friday. It definitely makes me want to watch the second Halloween. I love
second Friday the 13th.
Sorry, second Friday the 13th.
Saturday the 14th, some would call it.
The Saturday the 14th. I love getting ahead and like reading the subheadings, like the subtitles of some of these movies. Because the fourth one is the final chapter. And then I think the next year was a new beginning. Like the next year, the fifth one.
I've never seen any of the other ones.
I haven't either. I think there was one that was like Jason X or something, Jason 3000. It was like some weird futuristic one.
Got like a silver mask.
I caught glimpses of.
Got like a robo mask.
Yeah, Jason X, 2001, horror sci-fi.
Yeah.
The year is 2455. The place is old Earth.
Dude. Yeah, I mean, those would probably be pretty fun to watch.
I would love to watch this.
Those would probably be pretty fun.
That's so stupid.
Okay. let me read the films for us here. Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Friday the 13th Part 2.
Sure.
Which would come out less than a year later in 1981. Sure.
Wow.
And then a year later, we would have Friday the 13th Part 3. Okay. 2 years later. Which at that point, they were releasing on Friday the 13th, which was fun.
That is fun.
The final chapter would come in 1984, April of 1984. Then in March of 1985, we would have A New Beginning.
Mm. Which is five. This is number five, right?
This is number five. Number six, 1986, Jason Lives, Part 6. Part 7 in 88, 2 years later, The New Blood.
Wow.
Part 8, the next year, Jason Takes Manhattan. Like now he's on a shopping spree is what that sounds like. Right. Wow. Wow.
You let me drown? Big mistake. Huge.
That was part eight. Now, we change it up a little bit because in 1993, Jason goes to hell. The final Friday.
The final Friday.
The final Friday.
Okay.
And it was called Jason X because it was the 10th. They're kind of like the Fast franchise at sure. this point.
Yeah.
2002.
Yeah.
2003, Freddy vs. Jason. 2009, Friday the 13th. We kind of tried to revamp
remake.
I think Start it is over. Technically, which is very popular in horror, I think it's a direct sequel to the original Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm pretty sure it ignores all of the other sequels and is like a 25, 30 year later direct sequel to the original Friday the 13th. Amazing. Where Jason is, in fact, the one killing the kids at the camp.
Hmm.
I believe.
Amazing.
I've also heard that one's pretty fun.
Let's I mean, I'm sure they all are.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Let's watch all of them.
There's a reboot in the works.
Really?
Another one.
Yeah. Could they come up with something new or different instead?
This time it's Saturday.
You mean like Bird Box?
Yeah.
Just new.
Yeah. I mean, that's
it's just the same people, but sure. not, let's just yeah. try and not do the Jason
yeah, sure.
thing. Also, how funny that Jason becomes kind of like, it can invoke like some horror vibe. That is a pretty kosher name. Like it is
yep.
Jason, just Jason.
Jason, yeah.
But because in 1980, that's what the scriptwriters named the kid. Now, Jason, which continues to be a relatively, I guess, popular name. I know Jason's.
Like, I know Jason's, but I don't know many young Jason's.
That's true. There's not many young Jason's.
I don't know many Jason's whose parents would have been like watching Friday the 13th and been like, that name's off the table.
That's going to be my kid's name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's maybe true. Friday the 13th killed Jason all along.
Wow.
I mean, are there as many Michaels as, do we know a lot? We know some Michaels.
They're, I don't know many young Michaels.
I don't know
though.
Too many young Michaels, though. That is interesting. Yeah.
Well, because all young yeah. kids now are named like...
No young Chuckies.
Are named like...
Renarin. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Every young kid now is like Brinley.
Daenerys. Yeah.
That's not
Did
even
you
the
mean
name.
Daenerys? Did you mean Daenerys?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Daenerys is like a Roman coin.
Oh, yeah.
That's
now I really feel burned.
Yeah.
This is my son, Shekel.
I think you just took some of the heat off of me as being the only one of two people that knew what Daenerys actually was. You silly boy, don't you know that a Daenerys is a coin from the ancient times?
Surely you do not mean to refer to the coin. That would be preposterous.
Pardon me, sir.
I say.
That was a good John Oliver.
Full circle.
That was a good Seinfeld.
I specifically want to watch Jason Goes to Hell, the final chapter with y'all.
Yeah.
As soon as possible.
Yeah.
I just want to jump to it.
Share your screen. Pull it up.
Listen, we can do that. We'll rewatch Bloodsport in the same room because we should have watched that in the same room in the first place. It'll be great.
Yeah.
No.
Dude, I'm gonna set up like a Google alert for Alamo Drafthouse Bloodsport. Because if they ever do that,
you know it's happening.
That would
before.
Be so to fun.
Do the kumite in the front.
Just the you can get down there. Hey, let's break some bread. Let's break some bricks.
Fight
you
know to death, dude. Let's go.
You get like free beer if you wear a gi.
Or just bring some.
BYO gi. Gosh. If you do not have a gi, one will be provided for you.
You'd be issued a gi.
I thought you were doing the kumite. I thought you were doing the impersonation.
I have to go to kumite, wear my gi to kumite. I have to be able to go to kumite, wear my gi. I have to fight for honor to kumite, you promise. But sorry, you promised me that I could go to
that
kumite.
That child who played.
Yeah.
Is the worst actor I've ever seen in my life.
Leave him alone. He did his best.
Oh, man.
He tried his hardest. Don't be mean. Are we rating Friday the 13th? It's good.
I liked it.
It's good for what it is?
Yeah.
Go see it. Go see it in theaters.
Actually, that'd be pretty fun. It'd be a fun theater watch.
I give it a 13.
I think my...
Ooh.
Where it lands for me, honestly, is of the three movies we are watching for October, for Chunktober this year, it's my least favorite, but I do really like it.
Yeah.
It's very fun.
I can't believe I haven't seen any of these.
I'm so excited.
That is crazy.
For, I mean, Halloween is obviously like the slasher movie.
It's good, good. Yeah.
But dude, I love Scream. I'm so excited for you guys to watch Scream. I'm excited to watch Scream. Like, I can't wait to watch it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Well, to end today's episode, okay, let's do this. Say your name and what your plan would be to take out Pamela Voorhees if she's coming for you and you're the final girl and you're not being caught by surprise from under a mattress anymore. You, there's an adult woman in front of you. I said this last night. I'll say it again. I'm Jordan. And you know when Muppets go flying and it's just like their loose, limp bodies that go flying?
Yeah.
I would do that to her, dude. She's got to weigh 100 pounds. She's short. These guys are ridiculous. At a certain point. Oh, also they kill a snake on screen. Like they actually legit kill a snake.
Oh, yeah.
That's the most disturbing thing that happens in the movie.
It's upsetting. Yeah.
I guess that was real.
But yeah, I would ragdoll her with a Krav Maga move. And I don't even know Krav Maga, but I would just throw her across the room. And then you better believe if a killer person is unconscious next to me, I'm not leaving that room.
No.
They are not getting up. I'm not even a fighter guy. Mm-mm. I'm just saying, if I get them unconscious and they killed my friends and tried to kill me, it is over for them.
Yeah.
Elbow. People's elbow. Drop from the top rope. I'm off the top bunk.
100%. Bone to bone. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm Doge, and it is almost impossible for me, a man at 30 years old, to narrow down the ways in which I would outwit and outlast a grieving woman in her mid-50s.
That's what I'm saying.
She is the most escapable slasher of all time. She's canonically extremely, extremely sneaky.
Yeah.
Not
once she loses the jump on you, the movie falls apart.
Once I know she's there, sorry, she's like, Professor Umbridge, I'm so much faster than you.
So you're not, you're just running away. You're leaving.
Oh, you're not taking her out.
I'm saying I don't even. It's impossible to narrow down.
Is what you're saying? You just
any number of things. Hand me anything. And be like, I could use this to beat a grieving 55-year-old woman.
Yeah.
Clip that.
Carter, and have I told y'all to
just clip that? I guess
that'll go on TikTok. We'll put that one on TikTok.
Have I told y'all the story of me trying to break up a dog fight?
I don't know.
Whoa.
We were at a friend's house. There were dogs there, three or four. We bring our dog, Nana, okay, who doesn't travel well. And the dogs are starting to fight. And I just start to run towards it. And I was going to break it up, but I trip a few feet ahead of that. And it's like muddy lake bed kind of vibes.
Yeah.
And so what I choose to do is like, well, I can't stop now. I'm going straight into the dogs. I make a super fist.
Sure.
And I put my fists out. And I break up the dog fight because they were terrified of
me.
Because I came in like some dull missile. And had to... And even when I got there, I was like having to use elbows because I couldn't get my hands out of the... I like had to pull my hands out. And now I've just got these muddy hands of like... And I'm just seeing red. I think if this lady is coming super at me... Fist. I'm coming right at her in a very similar Jordan way.
In a super fist.
And doing things. I'm like trying to maybe suffocate her with dirt.
Oh.
Just pushing head into the ground.
Yeah.
If there's a stone nearby.
Yeah.
She's holding at one point a rifle and just throws it. It's like, swing it. Swing it.
Yeah. Swing it.
What are we doing?
Mrs. Voorhees is the most gettable horror movie
for
monster.
Sure.
100%.
Once she loses the element of surprise, it is over.
Yeah. The single least threatening horror movie villain.
Which is part of what makes her so effective and disturbing is that she's just got the jump on all these kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. That's how we'd kill an old
write
lady.
Us a letter. Write us a letter. How would you kill an old lady?
She's not old. I mean, she's not old.
She's older
like
than
I've always done.
Poison in the food. Volunteer at the nursery home.
Dark.
And keep going. And?
And make sure that I get to make the jello. I get to mix the jello.
Ooh.
Put the poopy pills in the jello. Understand their allergies and put mixed nuts in the jello. And fine dusted peanuts. Because I know they have nut
they All do. It's a special nursing home where they all have nut allergies.
It's St. Peanut's home for the nut allergy, for the nut averse. It's allergy. A special treatment facility.
The nut averse is one of the least explored expanded universes, and I think that's criminal.
I heard that's one of the new Marvel. Doctor Strange went to the nut averse, but they did have to cut that scene.
Oh man,
yeah.
Oh man, this is when it's like we need to pull the cord, or this gets too crazy. Ritory.
Anyway, bye bye.
Ritory.
Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at gethumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal. At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at gethumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.